Chazzy was also assigned male at birth, but that, she says, isn't what's important. Quote, people just, like, see me as a girl, close quote, she said. On Sunday, Chazzy and five other transgender children and teenagers from across the country hung out in an elegant pre-war apartment on the Upper West Side ahead of their Tuesday appearance on NBC's Megyn Kelly Today. Wait a minute, I thought Megyn Kelly was star-spangled, Fox News approved, conservative, super mom, awesome. For some, it would be their news media debut. So you're going to take and exploit children for television ratings who have defied Almighty God himself, whose parents are playing soft, hardcore porn to them, and you're going to parade them about as some sort of poster child for what other children can become. Now, if you want to argue with me that the demons are not ascendant, that they have not come from the children, and that they are taking no for an answer, good luck with that. Folks, we are witnessing right in front of our eyes legalized, nearly mandated child abuse masquerading as some sort of sick, twisted liberty. I don't believe I'm reading this. I really don't. I don't believe this is happening. After the tranny mammy progeny go on Megyn Kelly and are paraded about, you read this. For some, it would be their news media debut. Others have fought for transgender rights in their home states and were well acquainted with the press, but all had the same hope: to shift the conversation about transgender youths from one that dwells on bullying, suicide, and murder to one that focuses on positivity through an online campaign called the, now you ready? Gender Cool Project. .com. Gender Cool Project. Hey, Lama, I have a question. Is my gender today cool, or is it only cool if I try and change it? This is madness, folks. This is Tower of Babel madness. Who's the victim? Children. How many trillions of dollars expended to save and protect tyrants? Now they're being offered up as sacrificial humans to the libertine experiment. This is medical malpractice. This is media ethical breach of unprecedented proportions. Most of all, this is criminal parental behavior. Making sex slaves out of your children. Make sure they're not making sex slaves out of them. They are using their, quote, gender. Now, you have to, folks, see, no one else will ask these questions, so I'll ask the questions, and I'll point out what questions other people won't ask. Why do you want to transgender? Why do you want to transition? Well, I think I'm a girl, but you're a boy. Yeah, I know, but I think I'm a girl. Okay, well, you're nine. Well, that's okay. What are you going to do if, you know, as your parents are assisting you with this, what are you going to do? Ultimately, what's the ultimate goal? Well, you know, act like a girl. And do what? Well, you know, what do you think, dummy? Have sex like a girl. Well, you can't have babies. You haven't got a womb. Don't you oppress me. I'm not oppressing you, Chazzy. You haven't got a womb. Which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans. So where's Chazzy's lover going to, you know, make Chazzy like a girl? This is inescapable. Again, they want to separate the sex from their act. Do not give them that cover. This is how they get away. Well, they're not going to get away with it because God is ultimately going to judge them. But here on this earth, this is how they're perverting souls. Because they won't talk about the ultimate. What's the ultimate? Sex. That's the ultimate.